Yeah.
We just like got so many papers. Still there.
Yeah.
Alright, we're ready?
Yeah.
So I called the Committee on Government Operations to order on Friday, March 3rd, 2017, in the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union in the President's Conference Room at 12:02 p.m. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Bond.
Present.
Bond.
Present.
Senator Fang.
Present.
Senator Jacoby?
Present.
Senator Jordan?
Present.
Senator McAbalag?
Absence excused.
Senator Smith? And Senator Jackson?
Present.
Quorum is met.
Sweet. Move to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? No, seeing none. Moving to agenda item 4, adoption of minutes. So the minutes from the 18th are not ready yet, so if we could get something.
Minutes from February 3rd, 2017 and February 24th, 2017 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent? Motion carries. Moving to agenda item 5, old business. So, Senator Jackson has shown interest in putting together the final resolution. So, just in terms of where we are with the changes, I know we've all met with everybody, so public affairs is in. University affairs, is yours done?
Yes.
Smith, are you done with academics?
Well, she's still kind of working on it. She seems like there's a few things that she wants to do still, so I guess we're not done with it, but we'll have an update this week.
All right, we're trying to get that past this session, and it still needs to go, you know, 2 weeks. And so if we could get that done, like, sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Sweet. Cool. Thank you. Civic engagement, Senator Jacoby?
Yeah, I've talked to Dennis about it.
Nothing?
He hasn't come in.
Oh. Okay, well, Dennis needs to have it. Because, okay. we can call him into GovOps. Yeah, Senator Jackson.
So, a question that arose with me when I was working on University Affairs stuff, to my understanding, probably not every committee needs to have verbiage in their description of the Senate rules change. So maybe just check back with Senator Green, Senator Jacoby, to make sure that he doesn't need anything changed within the workings of the committee as per the Senate rules.
Well,
so that way,
the whole point of this was for civic engagement.
Oh, okay.
Like, that was the inspiration behind this entire thing.
Got it.
You know, because civic engagement, it's just like Senate programming, really. And that's not us. So, like, we need to address it. So, I was thinking about just requesting him to come in and talk to the committee probably next week then. Sweet. And, Senator Jacoby, how are you doing with the addendum for the credit loop thing that Bond gave you?
Oh,
Sunday? Okay, cool. Thank you. So I can hopefully get that on old business that anybody wants to address? Sweet. Seeing none, moving to agenda item 6, new business. Agenda item 6A, Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the candidate debate timeline. I'd like to pass the gavel to my vice chair.
Excellent. I'm seeking a motion. Senator Bob?
I move to approve Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the candidate debate timeline by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Senator Fay?
Oh, wait. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. I take it back.
Senator Bob?
I move to approve Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the candidate debate timeline.
Is there a second? Senator Jackson?
I second.
Discussion. Senator Jordan?
So I changed it to, so the whole confusion was, in the SAS it reads, Senate debates shall, or Vice President and President debates essentially should be held 5 days, or like more than 2 days prior to the commencement. So that's basically like, you can have it as close to 2 days, or as close to like 200 days. And so he wants it within 5 days of the elections. We can probably clarify this. Does anybody remember from Senate if he wanted it, if he wanted the debates prior to the primary and general elections, because there are there two debates? Senator Fang?
Yeah, there are two debates, because, wait, there isn't.
Mm-hmm.
No, there definitely is, because I remember last year there were the four candidates, and then there were primaries, and then there were the two candidates that went head-to-head. But I think, yeah, I think he wanted it for both.
Okay. Senator Jack?
I just have an issue with the wording of the being amended to read clause.
Yes.
When it says debates shall be held within 5 business days prior to the commencement of the primary and general elections, how I'm reading it right now and how most people could read it is, or not most, but the amount of people could read it, is that debates for all candidates, so that means that senator candidates will also have to debate twice.
No, so the section in the SAS that it's in is just, let me just check on this really quick.
Candidates.
But it should just be for presidential and vice-presidential candidates.
Yeah, if that's the case.
Yeah, let me check in on that. Yeah, I remember checking on that, but just a sec. That's Title 7. Yeah, it's just presidential and vice presidential.
Oh, perfect.
And
then, so elections, the current election chair right now, he wanted the debates as close to the elections as possible.
Yeah, so I added another clause saying, whereas the director, we should amend that, but whereas the chairman believes holding the presidential and vice presidential debates within 5 days of general elections will increase voter turnout, because that's what he was getting at, because you know, it's in depression people's minds. But really quick, I move to amend line 1 of page 2 to read, whereas the chairman believes holding the presidential and vice presidential debates within.
Is there a second? Senator Bob?
Second.
Discussion on the amendment.
Mott.
Aye.
Senator Fang.
Aye.
Senator Jacoby.
Aye.
Senator Jordan.
Aye.
Macaball is not here. Senator Smith.
Aye.
Senator.
Oh,
okay. No, and then Senator Jackson.
Aye.
Great. Okay.
Yeah, the problem I have with this is that this is kind of just an assumption that these holding these earlier will increase voter turnout. We don't necessarily know that that will be true. Mm-hmm. The same could be said for senator debates. He's having senator debates like weeks and weeks before. You could have senate debates like 2 days prior. And that can probably increase voter turnout because you're talking about specific colleges. So there is a decent amount of people at the debates this year. So I don't necessarily see why this should be amended based off an assumption, Senator Jackson.
And then I also, the only problem I have with within 5 days is that I feel like, just like Senator Krupe was alluding to when this was presented at Senate, on the Senate table, it seems more restrictive in terms of the scheduling issues that we already see within the Elections Commission. And just as Dr. Beattie pointed out, that they start trying to schedule the rooms within a right when they start their term as elections, as the Elections Commission. So restricting it more to just 5 business days that they can schedule it is, it seems a little more difficult to me to have that burden on the elections chair.
I think something that was brought up at Senate that kind of piqued my interest is why 5 business days? Why not just prior to the commencement of the elections? Because in that case, it keeps it open if they do want to hold them or if there are scheduling issues. And also, it gives the director the ability to talk to the new director and say, hey, the reason that we have it prior is because I think if you do it right before, it'll increase voter turnout, blah, 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 and like give that insight while not being restrictive to the 5 business days.
Senator Fang.
Yeah, and I guess basically, like, following what Senator Bond is saying, then there's no reason to even have this, because right now it says at least 2 days prior. And I think having this would restrict their scheduling even more. I think with the debates now being filmed and they're accessible through YouTube, it really is an assumption that this would increase voter turnout.
We upgraded to Facebook Live now.
Wow. It also allows you to like speak to the candidates running for your college to clarify some of the points that they've made and make sure that, for example, candidate Busman for Liberal Arts said things about changing rooms, and I talked to him after and gave him more of a scope of what you can actually do in the position of senator. And he then went to talk to Dean Mottlemog and cleared up his platform of it, and he came back to me later, and now he's a much more solid, much more doable platform. And so if this is happening like right before the elections, I mean, you don't really have time to talk to the people about the platforms. You're just voting the next day. So I think we should definitely give time to digest, so I don't see the Senator.
I do, on the other hand, like, just see that with that being said, the presidential and vice presidential debates do attract more of an audience. Mm-hmm. And I know it's specific anecdotal for this year that like some probably significant things will come up, which will vary year to year, obviously. But just with the senator debates versus the vice presidential debates, I think, or any presidential debates, I think that they will attract more people and keep in people's minds for longer. Because if you're just trying to go for a broad amount of people, if you're going within 5 days, like, yeah, you're going to get more people with president and vice president. More people care about that, in my opinion. And a lot of people will vote just for them, and they didn't even know that on the ballot it's the representatives from their college themselves. So they care more about the presidential, vice presidential. Candidates anyway.
And I think on that it's important with the presidential and vice presidential debates for the students to actually, not that it's not important for senators, but it's very important for them to hear the platform points right before they vote on those platform points, if that makes sense, to have them fresh in their head, because that's what they're voting on. And like Senator Jordan said, like a lot of people will vote just of the name they see. So I think this could definitely help with that. And I don't really see a problem with trying. I just have an issue with the 5 business days because I still think it's restrictive. And I think just being prior and having the director give the advice of, hey, you should try having it the day before, and then trying that is a lot more effective than if we put this limitation on it.
Senator Jackson.
Yeah, kind of on that. It's what's interesting to me is like working with the student union myself, the Joe's scheduling, the event management office is booked insanely amount. They're booked 370 days out of the year. It's wild. So, and also with the way the SAS is worded currently with this code, it's led to the censure of the past 3, possibly even 4 elections chairs, just because they've only had the option to have the presidential and vice presidential debates the day before elections, which shouldn't happen. And I'm just worried that in the event that everything is booked 5 business days prior to elections, that leads to an issue. Or that leads to more of an issue for the Elections Commission themselves, the ones who are supposed to be running these debates. So I feel like the less restrictive, the more options that we give the committee to set up the debates and do that, it'll be the better in the long run. I do understand what everyone's saying in terms of the voter turnout. Although I don't feel like that's as much of an issue as the integrity of the positions within ASUN that are currently for whatever current term that we would be in. So I'd like to move to amend the lines 4 and 5 of page 2, saying debates shall be held prior to the commencement of primary and general elections.
Senator Bob.
Second.
A discussion on the amendment? Senator Jordan?
We're trying to get Director McNeese on the phone right now, so.
Oh,
just right.
Oh, okay.
He should pick up. I just was talking to him.
Mm. He's home.
Who are you trying to talk to?
Director McNeese. Or Chairman McNeese.
Mm-hmm.
Is he here?
No, he would have called me if he was here.
Okay.
So he's working on the ballots right now.
Oh, okay. Can I call you back, Stephen or Hayden?
Hmm. Will we have
a call? We
still
call.
Okay.
All right. Cool. I'll see you. I'll see you. I'll call you soon. So he like left the room. It's 12:20. Which one is he? This one? Hey, dude. Directors, we're talking about your bill right now, and so there's some deliberation on it. We're currently in a motion to change. I'll just let Senator Jackson tell you what the motion is.
Yeah.
And then we're calling you to have you discuss.
Chairman McNeese, so I just moved to change the wording that we want to change within your bill, saying that we should have it just prior to the general and primary elections so that it's less restrictive on the Elections Commission, so that the Elections Chair doesn't have to be censured, just like how it's happened for the past 3, possibly 4 years. That's kind of where I'm sitting with it, just because I believe, although I agree with everyone in saying that voter turnout is important, the integrity of the position that runs the elections should be taken into account as well. And seeing a censure in the eyes of the general student body could be seen as, well, why is this guy getting in trouble if he's supposed to be working to help elect our future student leaders? So that's the kind of thing I'm seeing, and that's why I moved to just amend it to just prior to the general and primary elections. Does that kind of make sense? Yeah, so that's what I'm currently moving to have. So it's not in place yet. We haven't voted on this amendment. Yeah.
Once you start going over 5 days, you mess with the primaries, which I'm sure every election chair will realize very soon when they begin to get anyway. So just having it any time prior, that works just as well.
Senator Vaughn.
And something that I'd like to note with that, you don't seem to be showing any concern, but on that, that would also give you the liberty to talk to the new director and tell them your idea of holding it the day before elections, so that doesn't restrict that at all either.
Correct,
yeah. So, we're currently in discussion. So, do we want to vote on it?
Yeah. Is there any more discussion on the amendment? All right, let's move into a roll call vote.
What's the vote? What's the amendment again?
To,
prior.
Senator Jackson?
It's
you
to...
Guys, Steven?
Yeah,
all right, cool. Talk to you later.
All
right, bye.
I love you.
let's catch, catch Senator Smith up. Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? I'm gonna let Senator Jackson catch you up on what just happened.
Oh. Okay. So, Senator Smith, can you hear me? Senator Smith?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, currently, we're, I just made a motion to amend, page 2, section, line 4 and 5, where it says, debate shall be held within 5 business days prior, to just say, debate shall be held within... or shall be held prior to the commencement of primary and general elections. Just so you're aware.
Cool.
So, yeah, awesome. Cool.
There we go.
Okay.
Got it. So the debate shall be held prior to the commencement.
Yes.
All right, is there any more discussion? Let's move into a roll call.
The whereas clause on the first whereas page, or lines 1 and 2 on the second page, is no longer relevant. So what do we want to do with that? I just feel like we could get rid of it.
Yeah.
Let's get through this amendment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that first.
So let's move into a roll call vote on Senator Jackson's amendment.
Senator Bond?
Aye.
Senator Fang?
Aye.
Senator Jacoby?
Abstain.
Yeah. Senator Jordan?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Jackson?
Aye.
Okay.
Senator Fang?
I move to strike lines 1 and 2 on page 2.
Senator Bond?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor of striking lines 1 and 2, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Extensions. The amendment passes. if there are no more amendments to the bill, would we like to vote on the bill as a whole?
Yes.
All right. Is there any more discussion?
We are.
Oh, we're in.
Yeah. Okay. Then let's move.
Senator Bond?
Aye.
Senator Finn?
Aye.
Senator Jordan?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Jackson?
Aye.
Senator Jordan, seeing as how the other three bills.
Yeah,
okay.
Keep it.
Okay. We'll move into agenda item 6B, Senate Bill 84, an act to add duties to the Director of Campus and Public Relations. I'm seeking a motion. Senator Jackson.
I move to recommend favorably to the Senate of the Associated Students, Senate Bill 84, an act to add duties to the Director of Campus and Public Relations.
Is there a second? Senator Fang.
Second.
We'll move into discussion on the bill. Senator Jordan, can you introduce the bill?
Yeah, so duty of maintaining the programs, PAC funded business campaign, invest in remote campaign. It was never really designated. But there's like, you know, a lot of people that are involved with this, and so it's important that, you know, this kind of living breathing programs aren't nailed down, and it kind of just makes sense that they're PR related. So that's why President Boone wanted to kind of change them to being here. I just want to check this out real quick. So yeah, 205. Yeah, okay, so there's one amendment. It's just not going to be the same duty. So I move to amend line 7 of page 2 to read, be it further enacted, says 2.205.03.8.2 be amended to include duty 16 instead of 15 to be responsible for all. By unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? No. The amendment passes. So basically, this is just changing her position at the SAS director lot. And she was responsible for these campaigns throughout the year. Okay, so this is more clerical.
Well, it's just assigning it to her because it hasn't been assigned.
Senator Jackson.
Yeah, in agreement with this, the PAC for the Business campaign and as well as the Best of Reno campaign are kind of tossed around within the executive cabinet at the moment, so they're kind of all pooling in together. So having this centralized within one point of contact, especially the Director of Campus and Public Relations, seems good to me. Just making sure that someone is doing it as per the SAS.
Is there any discussion on the bill? All right, let's move into a roll call vote.
Senator Bond?
Aye.
Senator Finn?
Aye.
Senator Jordan?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Jackson?
Aye.
Bill passes. We'll now move into agenda item 6. Senate Bill 84, an act to correct a discrepancy in the SAS regarding the compensation of Blue Crew programmers. I'm seeking a motion. Senator Jackson.
I move to recommend favorably to the Senate of the Associated Students, Senate Bill 84, an act to correct a discrepancy in the SAS regarding compensation of Blue Crew programmers.
Is there a second? Senator Fang.
Second.
Senator Jordan.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, so basically, it's Blue Crew Programmer is on level 3 and level 4 pay right now, and they're only supposed to be in level 3. So this is basically just removing them from level 4 and then renumbering all those in level 4, you know, to read correctly. And then, 3, 8, 9. And then, yeah, and then it just says programmers for Blue Crew, so we're just changing it to read. In level 3, it says programmers for Blue Crew, so we're changing it to read Blue Crew programmers, which just reads better. So, yeah, that's all that is.
Is there any discussion?
Senator Bond?
Aye.
Senator Feng?
Aye.
Senator Jordan?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Jackson?
Aye.
Alright, the bill passes. We'll move into agenda item 6D. Senate Bill 84, an act to establish guidelines for AFL installs. Seeking motion, Senator Jordan.
I move to table Senate Bill 84. Next is that with Gavin Grace and Souls.
Senator Bond.
Second.
All right, goes to the table. Senator Jordan, do you accept the gavel? I move to pass the gavel.
Yes, I do accept. Okay. Sweet. Good work. Yes. Sweet. So. Those will be all good. Senator,
why do you table here?
Oh, yeah. So, Bruchetta came up to me yesterday after Senate, and he, because currently how it is anyone that's like in a director position or, you know, like the top of the department or elected officials, vice president, senators, get stoles upon graduation no matter what year they were in ASUN, but none of the other officers do. And so he took issue with that, basically saying, like, are you basically saying that all the other officials aren't important and they didn't contribute to ASUN? And he was like, programmers as an example, like, they work super hard, you know, and they're not doing like anything even because they're not a director. So it was a valid point. I didn't want to talk about it without Boone being here and Bruchetta being here. So I just want to table until next week so they can both be here. And so I'm expecting Bruchetta Boone and Dennis, or Senator Green, to be here next week.
But doesn't this bill talk about the, like, how there's a shortage of stools and how we can't necessarily give them to everyone?
Yeah, yeah.
So then Bruchetta's point sort of falls. Because, if anything, it's going to be given to people who are elected into their positions.
But if he wants to make the argument that he cares so much about it that we, like, add a line to it and take away from another thing, that's his prerogative, you know, so, and we want to let him express it. So, is there any further discussion on it? No? All right. So, yeah, just... Senator Smith, are you still there?
Yeah, what's up?
Sweet, so make sure you get that change to Dahlia's, or Senator Henderson's duties done shortly, because we wanna get going on putting that binding resolution together.
Yeah.
Sweet, cool. And then Senator Bond, make sure you give Senator Jacoby access to that addendum so he can change it, so hopefully we can get that done by Sunday night for next week. Sweet. Cool. Senator Jackson.
So, regarding that, since I'm going to just pile the Senate bill changes into one binding resolution in itself, do we want everyone to send the revised changes to me, to you?
Some of them have been sent to me already, so I'll just send them to me, and then I'll send them to you.
Perfect, that works.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah. And then
just when you're done with it, just send it to me. So I mean, it should be this copy.
Once I get it, it'll just be a quick little session copy.
And your warehouse clauses and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Send it to me so I can agendize it.
Got it.
Sweet. Other than that, there's not going to be any assignments for this week because pretty much got it. Yeah, that's it. So, is there any other discussion on new business? All right, seeing none, moving to agenda item 7, public comments. Any public comment this time? Seeing none, moving to agenda item 8, adjournment at 12:37 p.m.
I feel like that was just come up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. That was wild.
That was a good one.
I'm
hungry.